Chapter 15. Filling the Void. Adding Life After Subtracting Work. To be engrossed by something outside ourselves is a powerful antidote for the rational mind, the mind that so frequently has its head up its own ass. Anne Lamott, Bird by Bird. There is not enough time to do all the nothing we want to do. Bill Watterson, creator of the Calvin and Hobbes cartoon strip. King's Cross, London. I stumbled into the deli across the cobblestone street and ordered a prosciutto sandwich. It was 10:33 a.m. now, the fifth time I'd checked the time, and the 20th time I'd asked myself, what the bleep am I going to do today? The best answer I had come up with so far was, get a sandwich. 30 minutes earlier, I had woken up without an alarm clock for the first time in 4 years, fresh off arriving from JFK the night before. I had so been looking forward to it, awakening to musical birdsong outside, sitting up in bed with a smile, smelling the aroma of freshly brewed coffee, and stretching out overhead like a cat in the shade of a Spanish villa. Magnificent. It turned out more like this. Bolt upright as if blasted with a foghorn, grab clock, curse, jump out of bed in underwear to check email, remember that I was forbidden to do so, curse again, look for my host and former classmate, realize that he was off to work like the rest of the world, and proceed to have a panic attack. I spent the rest of the day in a haze, wandering from museum to botanical garden to museum, as if on rinse and repeat, avoiding internet cafes with some vague sense of guilt. I needed a to-do list to feel productive and so put down things like eat dinner. This was going to be a lot harder than I had thought. Postpartum depression. It's normal. Man is so made that he can only find relaxation from one kind of labor by taking up another. Anatole France, author of The Crime of Sylvestre Bonnard. I've got more money and time than I ever dreamed possible. Why am I depressed? It's a good question with a good answer. Just be glad you're figuring this out now and not at the end of life. The retired and ultra-rich are often unfulfilled and neurotic for the same reason, too much idle time. But wait a second. Isn't more time what we're after? Isn't that what this book is all about? No, not at all. Too much free time is no more than fertilizer for self-doubt and assorted mental tail-chasing. Subtracting the bad does not create the good. It leaves a vacuum. Decreasing income-driven work isn't the end goal. Living more and becoming more is. In the beginning, the external fantasies will be enough, and there is nothing wrong with this. I cannot overemphasize the importance of this period. Go nuts and live your dreams. This is not superficial or selfish. It is critical to stop repressing yourself and get out of the postponement habit. Let's suppose you decide to dip your toe in dreams like relocating to the Caribbean for island hopping or taking a safari in the Serengeti. It will be wonderful and unforgettable, and you should do it.